Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye on the Sky recreational forecast. A pretty chaotic day yesterday, a couple of weather fronts going through, showers even, some rumbles of thunder, and some wet snow as well. All of that has settled down. High pressure's moved in, and we've got some sunshine to start things out today. We'll see some increasing clouds this afternoon, and later this afternoon, a few showers arriving in the St. Lawrence Valley, Adirondacks, perhaps the Champlain Valley by the end of the day. Temperatures will be seasonable, mostly 30s to low 40s. Look for south winds developing, rather gusty, west of the Green Mountains. As we go into tonight, though, a cold front comes in, and with it, some periods of snow. Right now, it looks like some light accumulations in the valleys in the north and perhaps across the higher terrain south, but over the northern mountains and even some of the southern mountains, there may be a few inches of snow, 3 or 4 inches perhaps. Once that system goes on by, the things will settle down for tomorrow. We'll see some partial clearing. Any snow showers will be ending. And then the weekend looks pretty quiet right now with partly cloudy skies for the most part. And temperatures will mostly be seasonable for this time of year, which means the mountains will be near or slightly below freezing most of the time. For the mountains today, the sun will give way to increasing clouds. The clouds will be lowering across the Adirondacks with some rain or snow showers there late. Winds will be increasing from the south and southwest, 20 up to 45 miles per hour and gusting to 60 on Mount Washington. Temperatures will be climbing to between 30 and 35. Tomorrow, you look for temperatures to be dropping back into the 20s, a gusty northwest wind, snow showers will give way to partial clearing. At lower elevations, winds today starting light, becoming south around 10 or maybe 15 miles per hour east of the Green Mountains, 10 to 15 gusting to 30 miles per hour from the Green Mountains west. The winds will be strongest through the Champlain Valley and over the higher terrain. Tomorrow, winds will shift into the west and the northwest, averaging 10 miles per hour. That's the weather story. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with an Eye on the Sky.